T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One o'clock, the final hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier, and Steve Serta is producing this show. Remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. This show is getting to a point where it's so bad, Vern, where we're getting from listeners potential show topic. They are giving us show topics because
we'll take them.
We're staking.
We
so
need
bad.
All the help we can get. All right, perfect. You can just step right to that mic right there. Sam, Stevie, KMBZ. We said we wanted to go to our newsroom real quick because we have no faith anybody in this building, especially in the newsroom, knows who we are. Sam, turn that one on right there. Sam, Stevie, KMBZ. One question.
We were on Sam's show yesterday.
We were.
Yep.
Do you know his or my first and last name?
No. Josh Vernier?
Hey!
I got one.
There you go, woo! Sam!
And other than the show, I don't know.
Okay. Other than what?
The show. Well, Ron, the show.
Hey! All
Big
right.
Sam!
Woo! That's all we needed. Thank you all very right. much. Thanks, you can catch right. him, KMBZ, yeah. weekday
How
afternoons.
About that?
Huh? How about that?
Jason Whitlock said our names
all
today.
Right.
Right? Oh,
that's the pick-me-up we needed.
God, man.
He didn't need to mention me because we're already friends.
Can we get a praise break? No, that's too much. No, that's too much. Yeah, that I almost pulled the trigger.
When he first started, were you in his ear? Because he started off like it was an absolute no, and then it started to come to him. I don't know. You know what? I don't care. Don't tell me
Is
if
that
you were.
A pick-me-up we needed?
I'm swamped back here. I wasn't paying attention at all.
That was like sex. Hope my pastor's not listening. Man!
Less sex, more sports.
Right. I almost reverted because I got so excited there. How about
that? Yeah, we were on their afternoon show yesterday, and both hosts were pretty sure.
No one said called me the show.
They didn't even introduce us. They just went start. They went here.
And we just look, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to start talking. Okay.
Ron the show. How about
that? He said, all I knew is show. Hey, that's all I needed right there, baby. Ha! I'm back.
Just keep Steve quiet for the next hour, and I'm with you, bud.
Yeah. Woo. Back to back. Yeah. How sweet it is.
Christmas in July rolls on when you hear these sleigh bells.
Huh?
Be caller number 15 to 913-576-7610. Yes, we are on a delay. That's why it took so long for those sleigh bells to play. Like I told you to start the show, how about the 1 o'clock hour? Let's see how tight he is on that. Says he's swamped back there. It took him a minute to play the damn sleigh. See, now I'm angry.
Yeah, Serta's always tight. Serta's been tight since the first time I met him.
Less sex, more sports, man.
That was strangely sexual.
Yeah. Less to sex. You, that's how you heard it. I meant
it's
tight as nervous. No, I didn't mean
it.
I meant it tight like Kansas.
All right, moving on anyway. Yesterday, KCTV5 news director.
No, we
okay, then more sex.
All right, my fault.
God, you're such a bad leader. Casey Clark, speaking of. Casey Clark, the KCTV5 news director, yesterday went on Channel 62 to defend something that he did on KCTV5. Man, there's really no making heads or tails of this decision that this dude made yesterday.
At least I edge my grass.
Okay, you know I edge my grass, and you sick son of a bitch, you need to stop saying that. You know how much that bothers me.
Here's what
that clown Casey Clark had to say.
You don't.
All right, I hate all of you.
It's fair. It's fair. We debated it a lot. I would say the biggest thing is when you listen to it in its totality, there's a lot talking about their parenting style and what happened in that tumultuous threesome. And then they go off and talk about what happened in 2014. Our feeling on it was that 2014 had been asked and answered. He pleaded guilty, and he, up to this point, had never publicly claimed anything having to do with him being falsely accused, wrongly prosecuted. He pleaded guilty. So the fact that they went off onto a tangent, and it sounds like a marital argument, it didn't have relevance to, and I understand some people disagree with us, but we make editorial calls every day, and that was an editorial call.
Casey Clark on why KCTV5 decided to not air the entire 11.5-minute conversation between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, as you heard here a couple days ago on 610 Sports Radio. Basically, quoting what I've heard from a few national outlets, and that is, there was nothing new in it. It was just Tyreek Hill denying something that he's already denied before. An editorial choice by Casey Clark.
There are times when you get in, like, organizations or big companies or big groups, whatever. You know, successful places, generally smart people are involved. Generally, not all the time, but at least in some manner, smart people are involved. And generally multiple smart people. And so when you look at, like, KCTV5, you would think there are some smart people. And I know there are some people who work over there that are very smart. But you think, like, they're smart people. An amount of smart people would get in a room together to make the decision, one, how to handle the initial Tyreek Hill recording. And then, two, how to handle the backlash that KCTV5 is getting. If I see how they executed both of those, one, how they executed how they wanted to release the tape, and then how they executed the damage control, it makes a lot of sense from each one of the situations, because they handled it in a way where you're like, how do 4, 5, 6, 7 people who you know are smart and intelligent to have gotten to where they've gotten, how do they all come together and think this is a good way to handle it? Because I don't know how people in the room come together and say, well, releasing all of this audio wouldn't be smart, or releasing all of this audio wouldn't be newsworthy.
Or, he says it's not pertinent.
If this audio came out and somebody else played it, how bad it would make us look. This audio, listening to this audio, seems like such a bad reflection on Tyreek Hill, but... No, like, I don't know how those group of people got in there and thought, yeah, that's a way to go. And then how they got in there and thought and said, yeah, let's not come out and make our response immediately. Let's wait it 24 hours. Let's not make our response be done on Channel 5, our main station where everyone watches it. Let's have it on our sister station where still people watch it, but not as many.
Not really that many.
And yes,
I mean, I've been on that station. A couple times.
And then let's have our guy answer the questions and really appear that it's the first time he's heard these questions.
Well, add all that up, Ron. A guy that's on television acting like, hey, what's the big deal here? What's the problem? That's just reflective of everything that you described. This guy doesn't understand the gravity of this story in this city. He sounds like a newsman that does not have an idea of how much sports mean in Kansas City. That to me was very obvious, that he didn't understand what the big deal was. And to be honest, it sounds like he still doesn't understand what the big deal was. He was asked why you didn't put the entire 11.5 minutes online.
Again, a good question. Maybe it's a generational thing for me, but first and foremost, I'm not a digital first guy. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I think TV first. And when you take anything raw and post it online, there are unintended consequences. And we tried to think through a bunch of those. And one of the first ones that really bothered me was we didn't know if our source could be identified by the audio if we posted it in its entirety. The audio that we have has a very distinct beginning and a very distinct end. And if we posted it in its entirety, Crystal probably would know who was the person that shared it with us. So that was the first thing. The other thing is, there's a disturbing part in there where Tyreek talks about not wanting to have children. And I, as a dad, looked at that and said, I would hate to have something like that live in perpetuity on the internet. And I couldn't live with myself if we had taken a chunk of something like that and given it life forever. So I just felt like it was better for us if we took the parts that were relevant, put them on the news. We're not a blog. We're not 24-hour talk radio. We are journalists. We make editorial calls every day. We decide what to keep and what not to keep all the time. And that's where we drew the line.
KC TV 5 News Director Casey Clark there.
And Vern, we said this yesterday. We said, man, it's rough that we haven't heard a response at all from KC TV 5. Nobody had tweeted from either the sports department or anywhere. Nobody had made any comments. I watched all of their news coverage later in that day after we released it. Everyone else had run stories on it. Local news stations, Channel 4, 41, they hadn't. And it just shows to me, it's just like how it makes so much sense. Because yesterday we were saying, man, it really appears almost like TV5 has it out for Tyreek Hill. Because they haven't responded and how they splice together the audio, it almost seems like they have it out for him. Now, we didn't say we really thought that, but just you could get the understanding of how some people could feel that way. And I'm going to say right now, I don't think they have it out for him. I'm just listening to it. I just think that they don't
Casey Clark doesn't understand.
Danny Welniak and them, right. That you could tell the severity of it. But the people making decisions, it's just like, it's almost in terms of, I'm not calling them dumb, but at least intelligence or there's ignorance in this.
It comes to the importance of 2014 in Kansas City or, and what that means to Chiefs fans.
And borderline almost how to handle.
Yeah, Ron, there's a thing going on in television sports, and it's been happening for 10 to 15 years now, where sports is becoming more and more meaningless in the eyes of news directors. If you have a sports story, unless you can sprinkle in some tie-in with a dog or a child or some sort of swimming pool accident, sports just is
this
not
one is
as
so
important to news directors as it once was.
Big Vern, this one is so hard for me because it feels like it's more than, like it just feels like in damage control.
But doesn't
it just
that show
like
you
a,
how little he thought of this story to begin with? Do you have anyone in your life that is completely disconnected from sports? Do you have people in your life that have no idea what's going on in sports? That's what this guy seems to be. And he never went to the proper people, Danny Welniak or Tom Martin.
You think so? You don't think
and said, hey, what? No, man, we were at the draft with Danny and Tom. This was an investigative journalism thing. Right, but you should reach out to someone that has their finger on the pulse of this city and the sports fandom of this city and let them know what's going on so they're not in the dark.
Vern, it's hard for me to understand how huge they knew it was when they first released the audio. They released it like it was, this is big time
right
here.
But to his point, like he said to open it up, the first audio we heard, in that guy's mind, 2014 was done. He pled guilty to it. What does it matter that he's now saying, you know I didn't do it and you ruined my life in this video or in this audio? It's over. Someone needed to come to him and go, hey, that 2014 thing isn't just 5 years ago. That's something that's brought up endlessly in this city about Tyreek Hill.
One, I feel like he might have the final say, but I find it very weird that he be the only one. There would not be multiple people in the room having discussions on what the outcome
could
be.
Are any of them sports people, though? Any of them that understand the gravity of that part
now,
of the story?
Now, the sports start, Vern. The sports part, I'm with you, Vern. But the damage control part, the execution of everything else they did, I think they knew the amount of people that were flooding them on social media with their anger. The amount of people, the Chiefs are maybe the biggest story in the city. But besides this mayor race, maybe the Chiefs are the biggest story in the city. I think they understood the negativity that they were getting from people in the city. And so I still think maybe they don't know the importance of the Tyreek Hill in the sports part, but my God, they have to know damage control, the point of, yeah, let's not do this on Channel 5. Let's do this on our sister station, and let's not be prepared. I don't think – I can't go with that far. I can't go that many people in a room together not understanding – how important
well, I
this
don't
was.
Think, yeah, I don't think there's that many people in the room, to be quite honest with you. I think it's that guy. It's the reporter. He has to go through his lawyer, of course, to you know do the voice identification and to confirm it is who they're going to say it is. But this isn't the newsroom on HBO. You've been to these places.
It's
you know what they
show,
look
man.
Like behind the
Such
scenes.
Such a great show.
It's... When you were young, you
Such
thought a newsroom.
Show.
It's really not, guys. Are we going to do this?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Are you kidding me?
It was so overrated. The newsroom with Jeff Daniels was
Why do you
so...
hate Jeff Daniels?
I
Why
don't.
Why do you hate Aaron Sorkin?
Okay, so you don't have an argument. You're just going to go to that guy.
No,
right
first
of
off, it was very good.
Why am
good.
I acknowledging you? You ruined our
he
show.
He is. Oh, it is. Oh.
It's not that good.
It is.
The Ryson thing. That was so
Oh,
tired.
Olivia, she's really good in it. Oh, God, it was. Oh, I loved it.
Olivia's fantastic.
I raced through that puppy. Oh,
you did
oh,
what?
I raced through that puppy.
You said I raced
oh,
the roof.
Oh, man, I was able to watch puppy. That. Oh. I love me some newsroom.
Yeah,
I've heard they might be bringing it back.
I don't think that's true. I think that's just a rumor. Yeah.
Might be a rumor.
Protein Alcy with the purpose text line 69306.
God, he dashed my hopes that fast.
KCTV5 caused the Chiefs to draft Mecole Hardman from the 913. I don't think that's fair. I think the Chiefs knew. The Chiefs knew enough to go, we should still probably have an insurance policy just in case. Down the line, 2020, we decide to not bring back Tyreek.
It was him or Garrett Dieter. Because Chris Conley was no longer on the team.
It was Mecole Hardman or Garrett Dieter? I'm
just saying right now, maybe you start looking
incorrect.
At the... I mean, I know people are in love
with
Byron
Pringle. But they could
have
drafted a wide receiver later on.
Yeah, but, I mean...
No, Mecole Hardman is for Tyreek.
They had lost, but, I mean, also for depth. They had lost Chris Conley, a guy who was... essentially a starter for them. They were going to let him go. They needed to add to the receiving core and somebody who can actually play day one.
Yeah, I still
it
think
was either him or Garrett Dieter, and it sure as hell ain't going to be Garrett Dieter, who I've asked repeatedly to come on the show, and he has just denied me. So
yeah, it's because no
I'm
one
done
knows
with
who
you, Garrett.
Are.
Apparently not.
Right.
Sam did.
He hit me back once, but then he realized who I was and stopped talking to me.
Big news of the day, Bubba Starling gets the call. He will be in the Royals lineup tomorrow as they open up a three-game series against the Detroit Tigers. Again, I don't say this to slam Bubba Starling, as apparently the text line thinks I am a hater. This is a weekend that is about celebrating Bubba Starling's perseverance, but we are discussing and celebrating the call-up of a number nine hitter. As long as we're all on the same page on that front, now let's move forth with the celebration that a former top five pick has overcome the desire to walk away from the game, which happened just two summers ago. Thought about just saying, to hell with it. I'm never going to get this thing figured out at the plate. We can celebrate that while being cognizant of the bigger picture. I know for one, I look at the second half of the season as can Mondesi stay healthy? Can Soler stay healthy? Can Dozier put it together for 162? And can Alex Gordon maybe walk off into the sunset in style, not to mention what Witt's going to do with the rest of his age 30 season? There are six players on this team that I look at and I am thoroughly invested in for the second half of the season. Bubba Starling isn't a guy that I look at and go, okay, another piece is up at the big club. Another piece that will help push this team over into the postseason. I don't view Bubba Starling like that. If that's hating, so be it. I think it's being reasonable and allowing the kid to enjoy what is going to be the biggest test of his adult life, and that is trying to turn an 800 OPS in AAA into a respectable stat line in the big leagues.
I don't think you're hating. I want to say that. I want to defend you as my 17th best friend. I want to defend you. I don't think you're hating. I think you're trying to temper people, right? And just, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know, you know, Vern, you know, now he, you know, he don't have the handcuffs like he used to, and now he's going to really just cut it loose. Like, and I don't even think he's being hard. I agree with
never
the
had
baseball.
Handcuffs, was okay. Always honest.
Yeah, you were. You were honest. You just said it in a different way.
Right.
Now you're really going after it, and I respect it. I love it.
I haven't said anything differently about the Royals now than I would have back in the day. You're just a liar, and you're reaching, to be quite honest with you. Just trying to take a veiled shot at your guy because he made a good point.
I'm not reaching.
It.
It's all right.
Hey, congratulations, Dan from Stillwell, Kansas.
Don't you cut me off. I've had bad leadership days. Don't you cut me off. I wasn't finished. I'm trying to defend you. Congratulations to Dan in Stillwell, Kansas. You've won $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore. I'm trying to defend you.
Thanks, but no thanks. Don't need your help. In fact, stay away from me. Everything you touch.
Everything I touch what?
We're in 12th place.
Oh, so you have nothing to do with it.
The power hour still went off without a hitch. Even though you, the leader of the show, the star of the show, the one that carries the show, said, hey, we're not doing the power hour. Go back and check out what happened at 12:30.
I can't wait for this segment to end. Newsflash.
Service newsflash.
Yesterday, before taking the ESPYs by storm with that outfit, Odell Beckham showed off his cannon in a workout launching.
You didn't like it?
That's pretty rough. I kind of like fanny packs are making a comeback.
That was
just
that,
like
man.
A knapsack.
I thought he had Girl Scout cookies inside of it.
It was like a kangaroo pouch.
I thought you would respect it. You seemed to always like wardrobe.
No,
choices.
I like people taking chances. I love what Pat did last night with the shoes. Nah, man, you just out here just doing stuff.
He also got
like, I don't think Pat's shoes were taking a chance. You're Patrick Mahomes.
I think for Pat, yeah, that purple, that was a risky thing.
I do not treat Bubba Starling like show treats Dustin Colquitt, text line.
I don't
that.
Treat Dustin Colquitt bad.
Yes, you do. You say the Chiefs should cut him.
Yes. You say the Royals fans shouldn't believe that Bubba Starling is going to be a part of the next team that's going to be winners.
I didn't say cut him, though.
That's just as bad. You don't think this cat could be, hella, you don't think he could be a pinch runner, at least?
Oh, that's a real nice thing to say about someone.
I'm just saying, you don't even think he could be a pinch runner?
Really?
Listener six, you're right, man. I can't either. Can't believe Vern doesn't edge his grass. I don't know what that's about either. Coming up, your chance not only to win $50 to Rye on the Plaza, you'll also have a chance to win $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. The Power Hour is a train wreck, but this one exclusively is done because Vern loves it. Steve's 32 is coming up next.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Good Lord.
Oh, we have fun.
That wasn't fun, man. Welcome back in. Show and Vern coming up behind us, The Drive, Carrington, Sean Levine, Brandon Kiley. Coming up at some point for the big news of the day, Bubba Starling being called up. They're going to have Jeffrey Flanagan on the show, so make sure you are ready for that. Flanny will get the latest that he knows with the story with Bubba Starling. Remember, this is your last two opportunities on Show and Vern to participate in winning in Thirsty Thursday. Up next, a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. A little bit later, $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirits and Superstore. So whenever you hear the beautiful sleigh bells should have finished with a bang, baby.
Oh, man.
I love you. Just whenever I think you can't do anything, you turn it around and do something. Totally redeem yourself, pal. But caller number 15 automatically wins $50 to round the plaza. Real quick, before we get to Steve's 32, Bubba Starling, that's the big story of the day. I've said this. I did this a couple weeks back. Like, hey, I can understand why the Royals are waiting on Bubba Starling because it's the only bullet they have left in the chamber. When I say bullet, the bullet of interest, the bullet that will become a talking point to many people, Royals fans, Kansas City fans, where they can maybe steal headlines. Just one time with the way that the direction of the season was going. Unless there was some sort of a huge trade, and whenever the trade happens with the Dodgers. And I said, maybe I understand why they're waiting to use it. Maybe they're waiting for the perfect time. So they have used that bullet, Vern. Your thoughts. You think to start the second half is the best time? Was this the best point to use it, or maybe waiting a little bit further? But coming off home series, puck night, I guess, Friday night, this is the best time?
Yeah, I think it makes the most sense for me. Because after this three-game series against Detroit, you're bringing in – first of all, you want to do it on a weekend because that's the best atmosphere possible.
And the best chance you can have the biggest crowd.
Yeah. I mean, the next time they're home on the weekend is at the very end of July. You could have waited until then, but that's also training camp. And once Patrick Mahomes steps on a football field, you know what time it is in this city, in this state. In the Midwest, it's football, it's Chiefs, and the Royals are going to be an afterthought. Furthermore, Ron, they're the second worst team record-wise in all of Major League Baseball. If you come out of the second half and you drop the first series at home to the lowly Detroit Tigers, who are only a game better than you, it's now's the only opportunity in my mind where the stage is yours, there's nothing else going on. A weekend at home, a fireworks Friday, yeah, to me it makes the most sense to do it now. If you wait, I don't even know how many eyeballs or ears you have in this city to try and bring them to Kauffman to see Bubba Starling.
Yeah, I think also the part of giving it some days to be in the news. There's nothing else going on. There's no other games right now.
Right.
Like, this is what people are talking about leading into it. Right now, they've given it now Thursday. All day it's going to be the talking point. Now, Friday, all day leading up to it, I think this was the perfect time because any later, yeah, the season might really get away from you. This is we've taken a deep breath. We watched Witt in the All-Star game and, you know, whatever cheers he got, we understood. And now we're starting again. This is the start of the regular season. Bam, let's go. Yeah, I think this was the perfect time. I thought they had to at least wait after the All-Star break. And it's immediate, and I think this was the perfect one. All right, folks, you all asked for it, and Vern, you really love it.
Yeah, I do like this.
I
don't like Steve, but I like Steve's 32. Isn't that the second one you've done? Or is that the first?
He's just trying to get him out of the way.
All right,
early.
Now I'm starting to hate him again.
All right, here we go. Your favorite segment, Steve's 32.
You're going to have to stay tuned for the entire show because we've got a third gift card to give away this segment.
Oh.
Number 32, the Oakland Raiders. Raiders signed Josh Jacobs to his guaranteed rookie four-year deal. It's actually becoming commonplace for first-round picks in the NFL. So not only did they overdraft an invaluable position, they wildly overpaid him. Number 31, the New York Giants. Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker said he will call the New York Giants the New Jersey Giants if he's elected president in 2020 and the stars align and they win a Super Bowl. That would actually tickle me, Corey, but the Giants are going 4-12 that year.
I thought there was a better way to handle that, but...
Number 30.
That's all right.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought he could have done
that.
And you
thought he was going to exit?
The Tennessee Titans. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel is playing in a golf tournament this week. Ike should focus on golf because he's a garbage head coach.
I disagree. Mike Vrabel? I don't think he's a garbage. Eh, whatever. Yeah,
number 29. It's the most boring brand of football that there is in the league.
It's football.
What's it? Is it
I'm so sick of the Titans. Number 29, the San Francisco 49ers. Robbie Gould, who is still a fantastic kicker, was franchised by the 49ers. And by the way, he's the most gangster kicker that's ever kicked a football, ever. He straight up said, I won't sign my franchise tag. Trade me.
Seatbelts. I think Sebastian Jedikowski has killed someone.
Go ahead.
Number 28, Robbie Gould. The Denver Broncos.
He killed someone?
Seabass? I said seatbelts. Oh. I said seatbelts.
He definitely just had a drinking problem.
He's got a look that he's done something.
Great.
I'd like to apologize to Sebastian and his family, but yeah, I'm just telling you, spade is spade. You look at me, yeah, he's been to a Chinese buffet. You look at Sebastian, he's been to a Chinese buffet, and he may have killed him.
Number 28, the Denver Broncos. Broncos fans are already clamoring for the Broncos to name Drew Locke their starter. I think they should do it, so they ruin him before he ever has a chance to succeed.
Who wants Drew Locke to be ruined?
I don't. I'm rooting for the young man.
Number 27. It's really more for the Broncos to fail.
But
for
that,
him as an individual.
But you specifically said Drew Locke.
Right. Number 27, the Dallas Cowboys. When the hell did the Cowboys trade for Robert Quinn? That Cowboys defense is nice.
Think Robert Quinn still got it?
Number 26, the New York Jets. It's huge Jets news right now that Sam Darnold is having an off-season throwing session with his teammates. Kind of what you're supposed to do when you're a starting quarterback. I think they should have off-season kicking sessions.
The Jets?
Yes. Number 25,
why?
The Buffalo Bills. We all know Josh Allen sucks, but I'm really starting to become the guy who's talking himself into just getting sports horny over everybody's defense.
Therese Paylor would push back on that. He likes Josh Allen.
Number 24.
And I don't know why.
The Baltimore Ravens. Defensive end Matthew Judon believes they can be an all-time great defense. Right there with you, Matt. That dude's a monster. I saw him in that locker room.
Okay.
Those Ravens players are beasts. Number 23.
That's just an opinion.
The Cincinnati Bengals. People in Cincinnati still believe in Andy Dalton. Headed into year 9. Think it's safe to say he doesn't have it.
They got no other choice.
Number 22. The Detroit Lions. Glover Quinn decided to walk away from football. I know the Lions cut him, but I'm sure they'll still find a way to try to make him give some money back. Number 21. The Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks fans are really hyped about DK Metcalf catching balls from Russ with no defender on him.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Can anyone be excited about anything? You're dumping on everybody.
If he were out there and watched a wide receiver and the way that DJ looks, he would be bursting through the seams.
DK.
And let's just all say something.
No, hold on. He cannot run routes.
Hold on. Can we just all say something that
Garrett
no one...
Garrett Dieter's a better route runner than DK Metcalf is right now.
Come on, man.
I'm going to ignore that. Can we all just say something that we've been thinking all day? Why does Russell Wilson look Mexican? Go ahead.
He did have the slick back hair last night.
Acerta's Mexican, by the way.
I mean, he really just needed a flannel with the one button at the top. Oh, would have really
popped
the
outfit out. Okay.
Number 20, the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm just saying. Did nobody else think that last day when they saw Russ?
Julio Jones says he won't hold out because he's trusting that bloodsucker Arthur Blank will give him a new contract.
He does.
Number 19.
He's not a bloodsucker, though.
No, he sleeps in a coffin. He is a vampire.
Oh, he's a vampire.
Yeah, okay.
Are you 100% sure that he
needs human blood to stay alive?
Seatbelts.
Hey, seatbelts.
Home Depot's fantastic. And if Home Depot...
It rejuvenates his undead body.
...needs someone to really push their product in Kansas City, Josh Vernier is right here.
But I am Home Depot. And I would do it cheaper.
Number 19, the Washington R's. On Tuesday, Conference USA announced that Washington R's quarterback Case Keenum
was inducted into the inaugural class of the CUSA Hall of Fame.
Conference USA?
Yes.
Never heard anybody call it the CUSA.
Never have either.
That's the way they wrote it. Yeah, so I think that's how they say it.
Because they probably assumed if anyone reads this on the radio, they know better than to call it CUSA.
Just want to say also true hardwood value. I've been there like six times this week.
Number 18.
I'm an ace. Westlake ace guy myself.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'll let that out.
They spend money.
The Buccaneers are spending $215 million next season to go 6-10. Number 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Early reports from the Steelers are that they are very, very impressed with Steve Nelson. He's a fan of this show. Hashtag Nelson Island.
That's what my cousin said.
Number 16, Arizona Cardinals.
Spotted him at that car wash.
I really still want to hate on the Cardinals, but they took Washington State safety Jalen Thompson in the supplemental draft yesterday.
So
that defense is just going to be really good.
Snore.
Guy in the supplemental draft.
He's a talented player.
Let me just have Binkley in to do this. Good God.
Number 15, the Carolina Panthers. Luke Kuechly got juked by a 9-year-old, then got mad and stripped him from behind. That happened.
I respect it.
Number 14, the Miami Dolphins.
He's a competitor.
He's a man.
There's actually no joke here. This is just like a feel-good story from the NFL.
Okay.
Well, it's a horrible story, but makes you feel good. Dolphins offensive lineman Kendrick Norton was in a horrible car crash.
Jesus.
Which they had to amputate his arm. But the NFL did announce that they will cover all of his medical bills because he was like a undrafted player, not a guy who was acquiring a lot of wealth in the NFL.
Still waiting for the feel-good part. When do we get to the feel-good part of the story?
The fact that they're helping him cover all of his medical bills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Number 13.
I feel great now.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm just not going to touch it.
Leonard Fournette's going to prove all you haters wrong. He's going to ball like the badass we all know he is.
I think you say that every week.
Number 12, the Los Angeles Chargers. Melvin Gordon straight demanding more money or a trade this close to training camp is a dope move. He clearly didn't think about this until after NBA free agency.
Right.
That's probably true.
Right.
Number 11, the Minnesota Vikings.
Nor did his agent.
The Vikings missed their window. It's over. Number 10.
Bad news, Ron.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Long winter in Minneapolis for you.
Connor Barwin is old and washed up, but he's going on Philadelphia radio stations basically begging the Eagles to give him one last chance.
Well, let's have Connor on tomorrow and see if we can help.
Number 9, Green Bay Packers. Rodgers, Adams, Jones. Remember that.
What?
What
the hell?
You mean the Packers' offense is going to be good?
The Chicago Bears. Here. Khalil Mack got a 99 rating on Madden. I feel like you shouldn't get 99 ratings when you get hurt and miss a bunch of games. Number 7, the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck's favored to lead the NFL in touchdown passes, and it's because he's finally having sex. Number 6,
agreed.
He's been
the Houston Texans.
He was a virgin.
Yeah, for sure.
That's completely untrue. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't know.
I wish the Texans would just fire Bill O'Brien.
He still calls it her no-no area.
Rolling into next season with GM.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not saying he's had
number
the best.
Number 5.
I'm not saying he's had sex with the same ones that
Matt
Barkley
did. Hey, less
sex,
more sports, Ron. Cut
it out. I'm not saying
it. Number
5. He's had some.
The New Orleans Saints. You know how I know Drew Brees wishes he had 4 sons? He went to the ESPYs with his 3 sons and wife and left the daughter at home.
I can't even fight it anymore. I don't know what that was about. Because the wife was there. Who was?
He just left the daughter at home.
He didn't even speak about her when he won the award. He said, my 3 boys really want me to.
He doesn't exist as far as he's concerned.
It's not a rare occurrence. This is
Clint the Mailman. Clint the Mailman, listener number 3, was on it. You're not kidding. This was a joke at first, but what the hell?
Number 4, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
Everyone got mad at me for talking about Mahomes' outfit on Kimmel. I wear Henleys all the time. They aren't cool, you dweebs. Number 3.
Dweeb?
The Los Angeles Rams. Jared Goff isn't as good at football as Patrick Mahomes, but he'll always have that SB for beating him last season. Number two, the New England Patriots.
Does Jared Goff get the SB?
Oh, yeah, he definitely gets it. They won the game.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right.
Yeah, he gets it. And Pat got another one anyway.
Tom Brady propositioned Colts backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett to start a podcast on Twitter. I'll listen to that podcast.
Marcus Peters should get the trophy.
Number one, the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield is going to win MVP because he just got married. And I heard being married makes you better at football. Ask Russell Wilson.
Well, it's made me better at life.
Russell Wilson. I mean, he was good at football before he... Oh, I guess he was married then, too, wasn't he? And then that broke up because he met Sierra.
Yep.
Earlier when I said, oh, I hope my pastor's not listening, I later found out that my pastor was listening. Sir is killing it today, listener 15.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't one of the best, but it wasn't one of the worst. It was...
I just got gas.
It was a good one.
Walked in, got Mountain Dew, and this segment is still going on.
Yeah, man. I know.
Tighten it up, huh?
Snap. Okay, and the SP goes to Rams.
Rams Chiefs.
Accepting the SP on behalf of the Rams, Jared Goff. And from the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
Can you play that again? I just like the music, the acceptance music. Can we get that again?
Sure.
Rams
Chiefs.
Accepting the ESPY on behalf of the Rams, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And from the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
That's about the highlight right there. God, once Pat start talking yesterday, oh, God, I feel so bad for him because I know Pat is such a perfectionist. And when I know he was so mad at himself. God, I know he was so mad at himself.
We're not judging because none of us are perfect. I mean, God knows we each flub our words.
I couldn't say
once an hour.
I couldn't say scout yesterday.
When I tried to say, I can't even do it right now, architecture.
Oh, you have words? Oh, I can't say.
Did you hear me try to say that? No, you don't listen to me when I talk. But earlier in the week, I tried to say that.
But you can't say athlete.
Yes, I can. Athlete.
But you say you three syllable it.
Right.
Which is
the
hard
only
to
way I can
people.
Two syllable it is if I say it like Ice Cube did in that one song.
Go ahead.
It says
and say
banging
it.
Like an athlete. That's the only way.
Athlete.
My bad
one is I can't say those things that pick up people who are hurt and injured that drive with the sirens. I cannot say that word.
That's all right. That's all right.
I cannot say that.
I think that's the same for my mother. You're
Many
talking,
people.
Of course, about an ambulance.
Yes.
Yes. Here's Patrick Mahomes last night.
Win or lose, this was an amazing game for all of us. To be a part of this, there was a lot of buildup and anticipation. And I know I was proud of my team for the way we competed. Mm. But there's something else that we want to talk to y'all about today. Something that may go overlooked with all the stats and records that were broken that Monday night. I will never forget the feeling that I had coming to Southern California. To come into Southern California and realizing what was going on with the raging fires that were going around the area.
For our team, being in Los Angeles and playing here last
year. Shut up, Jared.
It did not help how great Jared Goff is.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
And just how well. I mean, he's got a normal voice.
Oh, and he's so. But he was just comfy. Like,
he's very handsome.
God, oh.
Oh, what Mahomes did that was. If I was advising him, someone that has been in the business for a long time, is when you make a mistake, just power through it.
Yeah,
don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Because people will eventually forget. Apologize for it and then let people drink it in. Listen to how long the pause was after he screwed it up.
Coming to Southern California.
That was death.
It started with my bad. Definitely don't say my bad. I'll never forget that. Like Vern used to do this so mad. When Vern would have like 3 minutes where he had to do those Royals reports.
This is too inside. Nobody knows what you're talking
yes,
about.
You would.
They aired on KMBZ. Nobody.
Those Royals reports. And you, when you get mad, you call out your first and last name.
Oh, I still do it when I record commercials.
Not just for your. God, I used to die back there listening to you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Josh Fournier! I bet you that's what Pat did.
I'm my toughest
critic. Coming to Southern California and realizing what was going on with the raging fires that were going around the area.
And just Peter's out there at the end.
And Jared's just like,
he'll be better for it. He will be better for it.
I just was surprised.
I can't imagine Peyton Manning was a good orator right when he came out of Tennessee.
I think he was.
Yeah, was
I think he was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I think Peyton was pretty good. But Pat has been. I've not seen Pat this nervous. Like, sometimes I feel like I've heard nervousness in his voice, but I just thought it was just, you know, the way his voice, you know, it starts like a lawnmower.
Right.
Like the way his voice starts. Right. But I've not heard that. It seemed like he got out there and said, oh, God, look at all these, like, stars.
Not from the jump. No, I think once he made a mistake, that's when the nerves started to set in, because those words just bounce around in your head, and it's like those...
The Money Shot.
All right, let's finish with a bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads, and it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Hey, Spoons, finish them off.
This is something that I've never been able to do myself that I wish I did, and I want to learn how to do, not ride a bike, but I was just watching the Knicks, RJ Barrett and Kevin Knox, and they were trying to learn how to eat sushi with chopsticks.
Yeah.
And I do not know how to use chopsticks.
Well, Sir and I tried to teach you that one day when we went out, and all you did was yell at us and say, yeah, I don't want to learn. I don't
want to
learn.
That's not true. That's what man. You
pretty much what believe. That's what he did.
Now we it all know really you're like, lying because Steve the, just said pretty much.
Well, then what'd you do? Why didn't you let us teach you?
Because I'd already had a fork. Scene with the waitress and everything.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what he insulted us.
And chopsticks are lying. Super easy to use.
It's not easy to use. I've tried for chopsticks. I cannot get them suckers to come together. Right now, over. I can't get them to. I can't use them.
Right? It's because you're.
How do I hold them wrong off the back?
Of course you do.
You know how to use them with ease.
So does Serta. We both were trying to teach you, and you,
no, you weren't.
Like a cornered badger,
I
said,
was not.
I don't want to learn.
This is so
sick. I like forks.
Just because I said you don't eat doesn't mean you have to like them.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at KCLend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.